Chapter 2. Self-Confidence. The second signboard on the road to success is self-confidence. To be sure of success, you must believe in yourself. You cannot believe in yourself unless others believe in you also, and you cannot get others to believe in you unless you deserve it. If every person whom you met today would tell you that you look sick, you would have to have a doctor before night. If the next three people you speak to today should tell you that you look sick, you would begin to feel sick. On the other hand, if every person you see today should tell you what a likable person you are, it would influence you to believe in yourself. If your employer should compliment you each day and tell you what fine work you are doing, it would cause you to believe in yourself. If your fellow workmen should tell you each day that you are doing better work, this would make you have a greater confidence in yourself. We all need someone to believe in us and to encourage us. It has been said by those who know that a man's wife can lead him on to success by sending him away to his work each day with a glad smile and a word of encouragement. The man who created these signboards on the road to success gives much of the credit for his success to his wife. She sent him away to his work each day with this encouraging thought: "You are going to do good work today." She never nagged at him. She never criticized him. She never scolded if he was late. She always told him what a bright man she thought he was. One day she did a very unusual thing. She wrote out a creed for her husband to sign and hang in front of him where he could see it all day long while he was at work. This is a copy of the creed. It reads, "I believe in myself. I believe in those who work with me. I believe in my employer. I believe in my friends. I believe in my family. I believe that God will lend me everything I need with which to succeed if I do my best to earn it through faithful, efficient, and honest service. I believe in prayer, and I will never close my eyes in sleep without praying for divine guidance to the end that I will be patient with other people and tolerant with those who do not think as I do. I believe that success is the result of intelligent effort and does not depend upon luck, sharp practices, or double-crossing friends."